Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Proposed new laws to prevent protesters from picketing at the homes of private citizens, including politicians, will be debated in the Seanad this afternoon. If introduced, those found in breach of the measure would be subject to fines of up to €5,000 or 12 months in prison for multiple offences. Liam Herrick is Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and joins me on the line now. Liam, thank you for taking our call. What's your take on these proposed new laws? Are they proportionate? Will they work?
Good morning, Claire. I mean, I think that there's undoubtedly a particular problem which this legislation is responding to. This was first proposed by Senator Malcolm Byrne in November 2021 because there was a number of protests at the homes of politicians and other public servants at that time. And I suppose it's typically in the news now as well because there's a lot of focus on harassment and attacks against politicians, including against women politicians. So there is a problem there, which I think we all need to be concerned about. But I think that this is the wrong response and it's targeted at the wrong activity. The proposal is targeted at restricting protests, and we have a very strong constitutional right to protest in Ireland. We don't require permission from the state to engage in protests. It's set out in the Constitution and in the European Convention on Human Rights. And any restriction on the right to protest must be very narrowly drawn, and it must be absolutely necessary, and other means mustn't be able to deal with the purported problem. So in that context, I think this would seem to be quite disproportionate. It's suggesting a 200-metre cordon outside the private residences of politicians where protest would be prohibited. And the definition of protest in this case would include protests which are aimed at advising or persuading people or to express opinions. So it's a very wide category of behaviour that would be prevented, and it's a potentially very wide area that could be captured because, as we know, politicians live everywhere in our community, and having zones like that around their homes, and there's so many, I think it's a disproportionate measure.
So how would you suggest we address it then? Because I'm sure you don't agree that having people turn up outside someone's front door when there are perhaps children inside, or people who have no public profile, husbands and wives and so on, that we can't condone that, or you wouldn't condone that.
No, and I think what we need to focus on here is what is the behaviour that we need to be dealing with and responding to, both in terms of An Garda Síochána and wider society. So first of all, we've got the criminal law that already exists. And the right to protest is a right to peaceful protest. If you engage in criminality, you forfeit your rights to express your political opinions. And we have a range of criminal laws that are available to deal with matters such as criminal trespass, harassment, threats, assaults. We will have legislation later this year, we hope, to deal with hate crime, for example, as well. So there is a number of tools available to An Garda Síochána to deal with the most offensive type of behaviour. And I think when we look at what we're hearing from elected representatives over the last number of weeks in particular, I think we're now getting an awareness of what's actually happening on the ground to politicians at the moment. It's very rarely related actually to protest, but it is a pattern of harassment, threats and assaults against politicians, which are of course matters that are already criminal offences. So there's an announcement in the Irish Times today, a report by Jennifer Bray, that the Oireachtas is looking at setting up a task force to look at all of the various security and other measures that need to be dealt with to protect politicians. And I think that that's a very positive development. Mm-hmm. But the idea of targeting protest, I think, is somewhat of a misdirection. And even where the issue is related to protest, we have criminal laws, but we also have civil laws. So your right to protest isn't absolute. If your protest is persistent, if it's causing a nuisance, if it's obstructing traffic on an ongoing basis, you know, there is the possibility of people getting orders from the court which are tailored to the individual situation rather than a blanket ban which applies to everybody.
Okay, we know though that there is an issue for politicians in that their homes at times have been targeted, and you mentioned this yourself, their families are being subjected to protests by far right groups and others. And recently on this programme I spoke to Councillor Vincent Jackson from Ballyfermot. We'll just have a listen back to some of what Vincent had to say.
My daughter would normally be in bed at about 9:30. She was up till 11:30 last night. She said she couldn't sleep, and I took her to school this morning, and my son, who's 11, He came down last night at 11 o'clock. He just wanted to make sure, he said to his mum, that I was still there, because he was so upset and so worried. But my wife told me she didn't sleep at all last night. So from my point of view, I hope the people who were outside my home last night are proud. I've given 32 years service to the people of Ballyfermot as an independent. I work night and day for young people, for older people. There's nothing in the area that I'm not involved in, from community development projects to schools. Just to think that people would believe a narrative that's totally incorrect really upsets me, that there's no telling these people.
See, that's what you're talking about, you know, Liam. It's trying to prevent a situation where a family like Vincent's are afraid in their home.
Yeah, and there is a very serious situation at the moment happening. And I think we do need to look at this as a matter of democratic participation, as a matter of equality and human rights, if elected representatives are being harassed in this way. Now, there's criminal laws to deal with it, but I think we do need to look at the underlying causes here as well. The Garda Commissioner has been very strong in saying that the guards are investigating organised criminality behind some of these protests and looking at connections between some of the people leading some protests and international groups and others. So there's a serious crime dimension to this. But I think that there's also a question as to why are politicians being dehumanised by some of these people in this way? Why are ordinary members of the public getting sucked into conspiracy theories and disinformation, which is leading them to take part in activities that they might never have imagined that they would take part in?
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think one of the factors is with regard to social media and the organisation of groups on social media. I think that there is significant documentation, not just here, but in other countries as well, that social media platforms are playing a particular role. First of all, where extreme material is put up, that the platforms are unresponsive. Material, for example, that's targeting individual members of the public, maybe sharing their private information, encouraging people to take part in criminal activity. That information is not being taken down, that they're not responsive and consistent in how they apply their own standards. But I think a bigger problem is, and we saw this during COVID, why are individuals who have legitimate concerns looking for information online being pushed to more extreme content, to conspiracy theory content and disinformation? And why are the algorithms that apply in some of the social media platforms tailored in such a way to drive people towards more extreme content? Now, this is a phenomenon that's been documented all across the developed world, and we're seeing that the technology companies are unresponsive and unaccountable around it.
So you're saying rather than putting in place a law fining or jailing people from protesting outside the private home of an individual, that it is the social media companies that should be the target here or the focus of any changes that need to happen?
Well, I think the two things are linked, Claire. I think with regard to protests, we have criminal laws already. We have civil laws in some instances. I think we should be careful about introducing blanket bans on protest, but there are other tools that can be used. But when we look at the underlying cause as to why people are getting involved in these types of protests in the first place, yes, there is a responsibility for social media platforms. And that's why the European Union is developing legislation in this way, and we in ICCL are engaged with the Union and the Commission in that respect, around how the algorithms work, accountability and transparency. So I think that there's a lot that can be done which doesn't actually involve stopping people's right to protest or indeed people's right to freedom of expression.
Liam, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us. Liam Herrick there from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.